time for Message in the Bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joining us as always, but not in studio. And we're very dry. We're very parched here, Eric.
I'm sorry. I am.
It's all right.
As I was saying to Carrie, I'm not to pull a Clerks, but I'm not even supposed to be here today. But unfortunately, my wonderful manager is out unexpectedly. So I'm we're doing message from on location at Bangor Wine today.
It'll just make us.
But I'll be drinking. So don't.
Oh well, there you go. It'll just make us appreciate you even more next week.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, yeah, and we briefly discussed at the end of last week's show, we're into a new month, so this is the month where we start to get ready for the last half of the year, and when we basically talk about all the wine regions of the world. So this month, the month of May, we talk about appellations, and appellations basically will hopefully make people understand why it is that certain bottles of wine are specialer than other bottles, and sometimes perhaps more expensive than other bottles, things like that. So so that's what we're going to be discussing this month, and Rich and Carrie will not be enjoying some bubbles today, but we're going to be starting to talk about bubbles and things like that, and where this whole thing of appellations came from.
Fantastic. And we'll drink twice as much next week.
That's correct. That's you are good at this, sir.
Yeah,
you're a very
you.
Good planner.
Yep.
So appellations, the term appellation is a French term. It comes from the verb appeler, which means to call something. So as I always say, if I were to be speaking French and say, my name is Eric, I say, je m'appelle Eric, which means I call myself Eric. And it's not just saying my name is Eric, it's really describing the fact that, this starting to be slightly paunchy, 6 foot tall, almost 40-year-old, brown-haired guy with thinning hair is Eric Meehan. Like this whole thing is the thing, and that's essentially what we're talking about with the concept of appellations. When a given wine is called something, it's saying this is a certain wine from a certain place, and it has certain properties, and no other wine in the world has that sort of property. And very often, it goes sort of in, from larger regions to small plots, and even single lines of vineyards are specialer than others. And of course, it's French because the French have decided all the wine rules because they're French, and very few people seem to argue with them because the French usually win most arguments. By sheer obstinance, really. And of course, also, not to be glib, but also because the record keeping in many parts of France by the religious orders, the Cistercian monks, the Cluniacs, they were all really charged with handling the church's vast vineyard lands and things like that. And they started keeping a lot of records about, we planted this grape here, this was the result. We planted this grape here, didn't work as well. And then over the years, they figured out, okay, these grapes really thrive here. Maybe we should promote the growth of those here and say that, this is, and really sort of claim them. And that's really what it was. It was sort of a almost a protectionist thing. Nowadays, the governments are mixed up in the appellation deal. But originally, very often, it was just the local farmers and the local concerns who were out to say, this is our product, and you can't call your product that. Only we can. And this didn't start to become such a big deal in America until, as we've talked about, until really after American soldiers were involved in wars over in Europe, because they would come back, having sampled all these wines in these regions, and in fact, having wonderful memories of these regions, because in fact they liberated some of these great regions: Champagne, Burgundy, Bordeaux, Alsace. And so they came back, and clever marketers in the California wine regions basically slapped the names of all these European wine regions on their bottles and said, "Yeah, this is California Champagne. This is Chablis. This is hearty Burgundy. And we'll, of course, we'll talk about hearty Burgundy next week. It's my favorite topic. But these wines had nothing to do with wines from these areas. And so it was really, it was a brilliant marketing scheme, and it worked for years and years and years. I'm often fond of talking about the, I used to listen to all those old-time radio shows, and Petri Wines was a big family wine concern out in California, and they would always brag about their Petri Sauternes. And, of course, as we just talked about a couple weeks ago, Sauternes is a Bordeaux dessert wine, and it, that's only what it is, and so you can't have it from California. So there's a lot of that. And as I said, recently it was really only with stronger trade laws and negotiations that you started to get rid of a lot of that, and the Europeans, you know, in these various appellations would say, well, you can't have that name, that's ours. And it took a while. My, isn't it a lovely day? you guys need, like, more glass in that studio, I think. I think that's the big problem. Of course, most of the days it's pretty gloomy, so. But
we're looking out right now, but
yeah, it's pretty nice outside. We're lucky here at Bangor Wine to have these nice big picture windows.
Yeah, we don't want more because, you know, Kerry would just have his nose up against the glass all day.
That's true. It's hard. It's hard. I'm sort of doing that right now, kind of wishing I was out and about and frolicking. But no one wants to see me frolicking, so I get that. And this is sort of anyway, going back to, you know, is it important to actually be drinking wine from a certain region, and is that special? Are there other regions that are capable of making wine that is every bit as good as special? And I bring this up because the wine that we're going to be pretending to drink, all of us today, is a cava. It's a Spanish sparkling wine, and I was fortunate enough to be visited by the producer Marcel Sabate yesterday, and I've actually been privileged enough to visit Marcel at his own table in Spain. And how this came up is in Spain, the appellation of cava, and cava is simply the Spanish sparkling wine. There is no real appellation. You can make cava in any part of Spain you want. Now, it's not generally made in most parts of Spain, but the real heartland is a region just outside of Barcelona called the Penedès region. But it is still made in a lot of other places that are, you know, drifting into north-central Spain. And so what Marcel was telling me yesterday is that, yes, you can get, you know, good wines there, but our new focus is to, and he was just in Madrid talking with the Spanish government about this, is to get them to now designate a new Penedès version of cava, because, again, his point is that the land there, you can't make wine in a vacuum, and the land there is far more special, and it also, he wants to use only native varietals. Because right now you can use Pinot Noir and Chardonnay and things like that in cava. So he seems to think it's very, very important. And it's so difficult because, of course, one wants to say, well, you know, champagne is far and away better than everything else. And sometimes I feel like that and sometimes I don't. But as I was drinking through Marcel's wines yesterday, his Grand Reserve is every bit as wonderful as many fine champagne. So it's hard to know if the concept of appellation really, really matters, or if what really, really matters is excellent winemaking, no matter where you are. But who knows? But I guess...
Kerry is holding up two fingers under the assumption that you can see.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Kerry. knowing that I am running out of time, I did want to mention, before I run out of time, we have a very cool tasting this month, and I would love to have everybody out at it. It is our regular third Thursday tasting, so no need to put anything different on the calendar, but it's so funny. It's this time, I was just talking about how I was meeting with some Spanish producers yesterday morning. Yesterday evening, I was in Rockport at the Samoset meeting with a bunch of other producers and importers. It's this time of year where basically this is everybody's on their junket. Everybody's in America trying to drum up business for the summer and the subsequent year. So last night I was meeting with a gentleman. Actually, they're based out of Rockland. It's Chartrand Imports, and they do absolutely stunningly real, organic, naturally produced wines. So they will be our guests on, I believe it is the 17th of this month from 5 to 7, as usual. But I do encourage, we've been getting a lot, of course, of questions about, you know, natural wines, organic wines. Every time the year rolls into a new year, people are sort of more concerned about their diet and things like that. So do come out, check out these wines. They're absolutely stunning. We basically put together the list last night. So do come out, 17th, 5 to 7 p.m. And come on in if you're celebrating, and we'll get you some real champagne or some fine bubbles from another appellation. And next week we'll talk about why there is no such thing as hearty Burgundy.
Sounds fantastic. Il s'appelle Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, with our message in the bottle. Thanks, Eric.
All right. Arrivederci.
We'll see you next week.